Welcome to Performance Day's Functional Fabric Fair podcast. You are listening to a technology presentation from November 2017. Mr. Benjamin Moore, researcher, Institute für Textiltechnik, RWTH Aachen presents Smart Textronics, adding function from fiber to fabric.
My name is Benjamin Moore, and I'm from the Institute for Textile Technologies from RWTH Aachen, and I'm talking about smart textronics today. Actually, my original research topic is side light fibers for illumination purposes, but because my colleague, Mr. Volker Lutz, who's normally the expert for smart textronics, has his defense of his doctoral thesis today, I will try to bring the topic of smart textronics to you. I will start with a short introduction of our institute. And for our institute, there's one number pretty important. This is not the one, and also not the two, and not the three. It's the four. The number four is very important for us because we want to bring fiber-based solutions for you. We're doing research about this. But that's not all about it. We are also following an I4 approach, which means we are trying to do interdisciplinary research with integrated products on industry-oriented problems for international markets. Our institute consists of four divisions, has 400 employees, and we have treating problems all around the textile process chain, starting with raw material from polymers, spinning yarns, manufacturing them to fabrics, further manufacturing them to composites, and also to semi-finished parts. On the picture, you can see our main facility, the Institute for Textile Technology in Aachen, where also the chair of Professor Gries is located. But there's more about it. Our institute belongs to the Faculty for Mechanical Engineering in Aachen, which is also the Faculty 4. The Institute for Textile Technology is the center of our ITER group, and our ITER group has several satellites surrounding it. There you have these satellites, all are treating several topics like production, knowledge transfer, health, materials, mobility, energy and environment, building and living, or information and communication. The one special satellite I will go in further detail later is the Dream to Lab to Fab, where we are developing digital products. Our institute is based at the RWTH Aachen campus. You can see the picture here. It's meant to be the biggest technology campus in Europe. We are establishing high-tech companies in 15 different clusters. With the aim to exchange research results from in university and industry. Since 2009 until 2020, approximately 4 billion euros should be invested. And this picture is from 2015. I can tell you that the green areas here and here are now covered with buildings. They are spreading out of the ground everywhere. Until 2020, there shall increase 10,000 jobs in research and development. The ITER group has now four international locations. We are with the AMIBM, the Aachen Maastricht Center for Biobased Materials, located in Geleen in the Netherlands. There we are doing some research about renewable resources and materials, so biobased materials or biodegradable materials, bringing them into application. We are placed in Istanbul in Turkey, treating problems around about textile finishing. We are in Augsburg in Germany, not too far from Munich, where we are treating the problem of recycling carbon fibers. We're bringing a lot of carbon fibers into the market by e-mobility or renewable energy. Someone has to think about what to do with them after the end of the lifetime. This is what we're doing in Augsburg. And we have one satellite in Korea, where we are treating digital products. But there's more about the I4, and probably already expected this. If I talk about I4, I also talk about Industry 4.0. Industry 4.0 is a very interesting thing because everyone knows, if you ask them, everyone knows what Industry 4.0 is, but if you go in detail, everyone knows something else. For now, we are all agree that the first industrial revolution started with the first weaving loom, then the second industrial revolution continued with the first production line, the third industrial revolution took place with the first programmable computer, and the fourth industrial revolution is based on cyber-physical systems. With increasing time, also the complexity of the system increased, and there were several questions coming along with this. As I already told you, everyone understands something a little bit different under Industry 4.0, so I want to explain you the four dimensions of Industry 4.0 as we understand them by giving you four examples. The first dimension we see is the dimension of information. You have new production systems which lead to a new interaction between the human and the machinery. So we have to investigate, we have to develop new concepts for working with the new machinery. This we have done in our public funded research project Sociotex, and how this could look like I will show you in a short video. In this video you can see the user wearing Google glasses and with an app on it we developed that explains the user or the worker what he has to do with the machinery. In this place he has to change the bobbin. So this is one possibility to make unlearned workers use high complex machineries. So this video continues so on, and we can go further. The second dimension we see is the production system. The production system we treated at the public funded project Speed Factory together with partners as Adidas and so on. This research project had the aim to individualize the production system because we see a big aim in the market to individualize products, so you have to create a highly flexible production infrastructure. Also this one I want to show you in a short video what came out in the end. Here you see the individualized product parts are coming from over there, they're placed there, and then they are treated in ritual, all based on cyber-physical systems, and in the end you have an individualized product. As far as I know, this system also got into the market, as Adidas had opened one store for individualized products in Berlin for a test phase of several months. So there you can see, in this case, was a shoe. The third dimension we see is the knowledge transfer. Therefore, this is a pretty important one, because as you have new production methods, you have new products, but you still have the same workers as 20 years ago, or most of them are still working at your company, then you have to create understanding for the new technologies at your workers from low level to the management level. And therefore, we built up in cooperation with McKinsey the Textile Learning Factory, where we show industrial processes from 20 years ago, developing into the future to create benefits from it and to make them understandable. The fourth dimension, and I will get to this a little bit more in detail afterwards, is the digital product. And the digital product is also the topic of my main presentation, as we are talking about smart textiles or smart textronics. Digital products, so the smart textronics, in my opinion, are central components of modern ICT systems. We can see this in a forecast that indicates a rapid growth of the smart textile market over the next decade. So we expect a growth of 36% per annum from now, from 2015, 100 million euros to over $3 billion in 2026. There, if we take a closer look to it, then the biggest growth is to be expected at home and lifestyle, but this is mainly due to that they come from a zero base, And the second biggest issue is the sports and fitness market. They already have a big market, so this is probably the best entry point for smart Tektronics. So now I mentioned several times the word smart Tektronics, and probably most of you have never heard it before. Why am I not using the word smart textiles? In my opinion, smart textiles is a broader word. So it covers also materials like phase change materials. But if I talk about smart Tektronics, then I talk about electronics integrated into textiles. So when we add electrical components and circuits into the textiles, sensors and actuators, and also a power supply. Right now, there are several smart textiles available on the market. Probably you might recognize a few of them. But if you Google them, you will see they have one thing in common. Most of them are pretty expensive, and you can find pretty often that they are handmade because they are missing production systems to bring them into serial production. At the moment, or in the past, we had parts integrated onto the textile, so they were textile adapted. Today, we integrate electronical devices into the textile. So, for example, microchips. And in the future, we think the trend is going to the integration of on a lower level. So the textile is an electronic part itself. So we go to textile-based electronics. By this estimation, we took the process chain and we described several main topics where we see several research points, and I won't go to it into too much detail. If you want to, you can get the presentation afterwards. But mainly, we see on every point of the textile process chain open questions that we want to address. And these questions are, for example, the integration of electronics and into the yarns, also the integration and serial production of power supplies, and the automized placement of electronic devices. Furthermore, we have to develop business models that are dealing with them, and also develop services around the systems. To do that, the Institute for Textile Technologies founded a cooperation with the KaiTech in South Korea. The KaiTech in South Korea has pretty much knowledge about the electronical devices and also the integration into textiles, but on a very low level scale research level. And the Institute for Textile Technology in Aachen, so we have pretty much knowledge about industrial processes and upscaling the production. So we thought it would be a good idea to force this to knowledges together and to develop new processes, value chains, and also smart services around them. Together with the learning fabric I introduced to you before, we want to develop the processes, introduce them to the markets at the learning center, and get feedback directly from industry to make more industry-related products. So this whole thing together would be our Digital Capability Center and the Textile Innovation and Transformation Center. So this is right now founded, and we have a building, but it's not the final one. The final one shall look like this someday. So getting to the last point, the last part of my presentation and the main topic. I wanted to talk about how to add function from fiber to the fabric. At the moment, we have several possibilities to add function to a fabric. For example, if we want to enlighten fabrics, we have active lighting components, we have passive lighting components, we have optical fibers, and we have several functions we can achieve. For example, the extensive and on-the-spot illumination. There are several kinds of possibilities to outcouple the light from the fiber at the end of the fiber or along the fiber. So there is a wide area of integrating these functionalities into text sites. If we take a look on text type process chain, then there are several points where we can entry the research part. We can, for example, investigate new materials. We also did this. We developed new polymer optical fibers from, for example, TPU, from PMMI, from bio-based polycarbonate. And we integrated them into textile fabrics, for example, by weaving. These wovens we integrated into composites, and we developed translucent composites made of wood. So you have a wooden haptic at the surface and also a wooden optic. So this whole thing we integrated into a door panel from a car, where we really have gone from the fiber to the finished part. I know this has nothing to do with wearables, but I will get to this at next point. Only as an example how to go along the process chain. For heating applications, it follows more or less the same route. We can develop new heating materials, for example, stainless steel yarns, silver-coated polyamide yarns, where we have still the problems of rust resistance. We can integrate copper strands, PTC materials. We can isolate them. We can let them unisolated. But we can also develop nano-modified yarns, for example, by adding nanofillers, carbon nanotubes, graphenes, or carbon black particles that will form conductive pathway along the fiber and therefore be electrical conductive. They have still a high electrical resistivity, but as you put some electrical charge on it, then you get a heating application. If you use several of these materials combined, then you can get also heating sensors or thermosensors, and we integrated them into monitoring clothes to get some information about patients in the medical applications. If you have sensors and if you have actors, for example, the heating element and the heating sensor, then you need still some interface between the textile and the user. Therefore, we have the electrical conductive yarns again, the optical fibers, which transmit some electrical or light. So we can create some signal by this, or also transmit some signal. If we integrating them into the fabric, or if we also integrating conductive structures on the fabric, for example, by printing or by embroidery, then we get to some textile switches or to textile sensors. And these textile switches we can use to control our heat elements or our whatever functionality in our textile. I will show you one video about one example of an optical textile touchpad. You can see here, we have only three fibers over there. We put them all over them in the matrix alignment, and you see the signals on the monitor. The interesting thing here is that it's that you can apply multi-touch functionality to this, so we have this interface to the user. But you also see this is a very rudimentary setup that we haven't integrated the electronics parts into the textile right now. This would be the next challenge regarding this. Next example would be the 4D textiles. 4D textiles we define as morphing textiles, and they were inspired for us more or less by the vision from BMW, where they showed with the design study Gina a morphing car skin, if you want so. So what are these 4D textiles? In our opinion, 4D textiles are fabrics and textile products being able to change shape and function over time. This change is achieved by the complex interaction between hybrid materials and by the use of external stimulus. So the external stimulus in this case, in our case, still has to be some electronical device, but there's also the possibility to have some heat-sensitive material or stuff like this. How would this look like if we get to application? This is one example. We put a knitting under tension, then we printed some polymer structures on it. You probably might know them from school when you had to produce them yourself by paper, and then you have a self-folding cube. So combining all these materials or combining all these possibilities, then you can also imagine about having some active cooling. But this is still something we have in mind for future. We are not that far yet, but I want to give you the take-home message for me that we are at the Institute, we have the I4, as we are integrated, industry-oriented, have the market orientation and interdisciplinary research. We are treating industry 4.0 problems to bring smart textiles into serial production based on the four dimensions: information, production, product, and knowledge. And we are doing research about 4D textiles, our future textiles, which can be combined with smart textronics to have new active systems. And as the final message, many textronic products made it to functional demonstrators now, as I showed you, but they haven't gone to the high volume serial production right now, and we are trying to close this gap in future by our new facilities. So thank you for your attention so far. Yeah.
Thank you for listening to Performance Day's Functional Fabric Fair podcast. To get your free ticket for the next fair or listen to other presentations, go to performancedays.com. Copyright November 2017 by Design and Development GmbH Textile Consult. All rights are reserved.